Mark from thewaybackmeditation.org. In fact, I think in the background, just down there, we can see blue. And we're just on our way back home. We've been on a nice road trip for the day. But I wanted to take this opportunity. We've just stopped for a break. And I thought I'd take this opportunity just to film a little video blog, because if you've been following the various blogs and podcasts, you'll notice that there's an unfolding story, and that story is one about love. And it's no surprise, because teaching about spirituality, behind everything is love, and behind that is God. Now, when we talk about God, we're not talking about anything religious, we're not talking about any kind of beliefs or anything. We're talking about that principle, that thing that is behind everything. And in a spiritual journey, which is a journey of light, we're aspiring to attain enlightenment, and it is something that's not just that we aspire to, but is actually very, very possible, and a number of people have already done this. And that journey of light reveals unity, the source, God, which is one thing everywhere. So this isn't just a kind of a philosophical idea or a belief, but it's something that is real and is available to anyone who has that kind of desire within them to pursue. Not everyone is interested in the meditative side of things and sitting down and meditating and accessing spiritual light, but every single one of us as a human being is touched by love, and love is the kind of the blanket energy that permeates everything and that is a gift that we can actually receive and work with. And so in a lot of the videos that we've done recently, we talked a lot about love, sending it, receiving it, and things like this. So we're going to go over a bit of that. But there's a kind of a missing piece to the puzzle, and that is about love, light, God, humanity, and how it all fits together. And so the easiest way to kind of paint that holistic picture, which is why I'm sat here, is to paint a picture. Now, I apologize now, I'm not a great artist, but I have a pen and I have some paper. And if you're listening to this as a podcast and you're thinking, well, you can't see anything, don't panic. On the website, I'm going to put a picture of this drawing, and there's also the video. So as we go as well, I'll try and describe what I'm doing as well. So the idea is to kind of fill in the missing pieces of this unfolding understanding of how all these things relate together and how they relate to you as a wonderful, beautiful human being, and bring it all together in a way that's actually meaningful to our lives. Because whether you're interested in meditation, or you just want to relax, or you just want to have more fun, joy, love in your life, then there's something in this video for you. So I encourage you to listen. If you're on a podcast, listen to the end. If you're on a video, watch to the end. It'll all become clear. So without any further ado, we will get ready to do some art. But we're going to start with you. So here's you. And here's various people in your world. Okay. So you are not alone. There are other people on the world, in the world. Now, the spiritual journey is the journey of light, and that starts when your crown chakra is opened, so that you can bring energy in through the top of your head. And that energy comes from higher dimensions, and we go into this in other videos, so this is just kind of a summary. So we have spiritual light coming from what we could refer to as these higher dimensions. So above this line, if you imagine the light coming out the top of your head, running vertically up, and then a horizontal line cutting across that. Below that is everything that you're used to, everything that you can normally access. And above that is what we might refer to as the spiritual dimensions. Okay, where does that light come from? Well, ultimately it comes from what people sometimes refer to as the source. So up here, right at the top of the picture, we've got the source. And this light comes down. And once we're initiated, once we've initiation, meaning the start of the process, then that light can come in through the top of our head. And what this does is, this light is coming down into us, but what this light does is it allows us to take our spirit and other parts of us, and we'll talk about this in the future, but it takes our spirit. So if I draw this little circle on this line of light going up, it guides our spirit up to the source. So the light comes down, and it's like a tractor beam. It takes our spirit, that part of us that is spiritual, back up to the source. Okay, And so that is the crux of a spiritual journey. And when you reach the top, the highest part of the spiritual journey, you are effectively, you know, we're traveling through the different dimensions, through the different realms, different levels of manifestation, if you like. So we're passing through duality, because, for example, where there is light, then there is the absence of light. And so when we get to the highest point we can get to, beyond that is unity. So I'm writing unity just above the word source, because they're interchangeable. You could say source, unity. There is another name for this, and this is God. Not some kind of idea from a book, but the real thing, the thing that has always been. So the qualities of unity, the source, God, would be that it's infinite, that it's beyond time, it's timeless, it's eternal, that it has no bounds, no limits. All of these are just words, but they speak about the qualities of what's beyond everything that we can touch. Okay, so the spiritual journey is taking your spirit to God. It's as simple as that. And this is the journey of light. So this energy, we can say, is light. And this isn't a theoretical thing. This is something I've done and many other people have done. And I've helped other people start this journey and complete this journey. And they can talk about their own experiences. So on our website, there's testimonials and things like this. But fundamentally, this is the spiritual journey, taking your spirit from down here on the third dimension. So if I kind of draw the floor in here, then that's us on the third dimension. That's the light side of it. What about love? So we talked a lot about love recently in other videos. And we know that unity, source, God is the source of love. If we think about what love is, it's neutral. It's energy. It exists. It's not just intangible. It's a real thing. It can move from one place to another, but it's neutral. It's not hot or cold. It's both of them together, cancelling each other out. So it contains both, and it's perfectly balanced. So love is a neutral energy, just like unity. Unity means oneness. For example, if you have hot and cold, if you have more hot, then something's hot. If you have more cold, something is cold. Whereas love is always balanced, and unity is balance. So from unity, from balance, this balance, loving energy comes. And we talked about this in previous videos and podcasts, but effectively, for all of humanity, there is this, let's just draw it here, this cloud, if you like, of this energy, of love. And this love is coming from God. Oh, let's draw this down here, for all of humanity. And so I talk about this in some of the other videos and podcasts, where you can actually learn, very simple, to say, I fill myself with love. And that opens up another chakra on the top of your head, which I'll just draw this dot. It's near the more towards the front than the crown chakra. Everyone's got one. And anyone can, just through intention, bring love down. Okay, so I'll just draw a few arrows. Not everyone does, but it's there for everyone. And that's the potential. Now, if you're someone who's initiated, like this person here, the one I drew first, which is you in this picture, then that love can come through effectively running through the same channels as the light. It's not quite the same, but it runs parallel, okay? And through the crown chakra, because it's a much bigger opening than the causal chakra, which is the one that everyone else uses. But effectively, anyone can access this pool of love, and love is a gift. It doesn't have to be there. It's not there everywhere, but it's there for humanity. And this is God's gift to humanity, because he loves us. Okay. And so whenever we are loving, whenever we are sending, receiving, feeling love, or focused on love, then we can draw love from this cloud, and we can do it from intention as well. So I fill myself with love. You have the potential to send love, and we've talked about sending love to people in videos and podcasts and articles and things. So you can send love to one person or many people around you. So I'm drawing arrows from you going to the other people, and they can send love back. It's always nice when they do. And that means that you can receive love. So I'm drawing arrows coming back to you. So you've got love going from you and love coming back to you. And we talk a lot in the videos about love, about how you send love, what happens when you receive love, and this important step of bringing love down into yourself so that you've got more love to send. So we understand about that, and there's a lovely video where I talk about sending love to the planet. So I'm going to draw an arrow from this person going down here to the whole planet, okay? Let's just kind of imagine the whole planet's receiving love. And if it was like a bowl, then the more that people do it, then the level of love. So let's just imagine that we've got love filling up in this bowl. Full of love, okay? So every time people send love to the planet holistically, it includes the people on the planet, the animals, the trees. Let's just draw ourselves a nice little fir tree here, like a Christmas tree. Okay? So that's all the third dimension, the stuff that's happening down here. The third dimension, the physical plane. That's where we have this experience of duality. That's where our souls are here to learn. So our spirits are here to go back, follow light back to the source, and our spirit's all about love. So it's rather apt that it's drawn in this diagram near the cloud of love. But your spirit's normally inside you, okay? Now, the soul journey, that's the other part of us, because fundamentally we are a spirit and a soul, is all about experience, which is why the third dimension is so wonderful as a gift, because down here is where all the contrast is. You need other people to experience love moving and flowing from you to them, etc. But let's not forget about the bigger picture. Beyond all of these limits, beyond everything, is God. Now, if someone has love for God, and again, I'm not referring to religion here, I'm talking about something much more instinctive, much more personal, much more knowing. It's not a knowledge, it's something deep inside us. And I talk about in videos having God in your heart, having God in your mind, welcoming God into your life. Again, not in a religious way, in an experience way, because your whole purpose of down here, I'm pointing at the third dimension, is to experience. But just because we're down here, it doesn't mean we're cut off from what's up here. So say this person here, this woman, has love for God. Not only is God sending love to humanity, which is the potential for anyone to draw on, but every single person who has love for God, it's kind of like saying has God in their heart, God in their minds, an intention, a desire to know God, and not in a, again, from a spiritual point of view, which means the desire to realize that there's more to us than our ego and our mind and our bodies, that we are something more and we're part of something much greater. The love within this person here for God draws love directly from God. So I'm going to draw this big curving arrow coming round the side of everything and connecting with this person here. Okay, so this is love directly from God for that individual. This is pretty amazing if we actually stop to think about this. If we have a desire and love for God, God recognizes it. You could say the source recognizes it. You could say unity recognizes it. You could say God, whatever you feel comfortable with. It is the cause of love, but it outpours love to the individual. Now, this love is different. This love wasn't the pool of love for everyone. This is your personal love from God. So there's a nice saying, it's like as above, so below. So the whole point of what we're doing down here is, in order for this person, I'm pointing at the central character who's got all the arrows of love going to and from them, for them to love someone else, they need to be neutral. They need to be beyond judging, beyond contrast and things. It's the virtues. So we talk about the virtues. So we talk about humility. We talk about gratitude. Respect. We talk about
non-judgment. This is where my spelling, hopefully I've got that right. So I'm just writing them out. We talk about compassion. And we talk about unconditional, the highest form of love, unconditional love. Unconditional love is the first emanation. It's the radiance of unity, of God, of the source. It has no conditions. It loves everything equally. So the more we can be humble, grateful, respectful, non-judgmental, compassionate, we can love unconditionally. These are the virtues. And so another way of putting that is these are the opposite of being in your ego. And so that makes it easier to recognize. So when someone is being respectful of others, non-judgmental of others, grateful for others in their life, humble before others, compassionate towards others, then they can more easily demonstrate unconditional love. And so more love flows. And as above, so below. What are these qualities really? These are the qualities of unity. These are the qualities of the source of God. So the more you adopt the virtues, the more we become like that, pointing at God, at unity, at the source, at the top of the picture. So as above, pointing at the top, so below. Everything's like a mirror. Our spiritual journey is to take our spirit from down here back to the source, back to God. Our soul evolution is to be more like God down here. Now, I don't mean all powerful, almighty, all knowing, but what I mean is all loving. It's as simple as that, keeping it really simple. And so we're starting to see that there is symmetry. Now, when I talk about these virtues, I always say that they relate to three things. They relate to you, being humble, grateful, respectful, non-judgmental, compassionate, unconditionally loving of and towards yourself. They relate to others. Okay? So it's easy to see in this drawing where we've got the lines of love flowing between you and others, how you can be humble towards others, grateful of others, respectful towards others, non-judgmental of others, compassionate towards others, and unconditionally loving. It's quite often easier to be these things towards others than it is to ourselves. But what's the third one? In the past, I've referred to it as to the spiritual hierarchy, which are the spiritual beings and beings of light and love and things that are in these higher areas. But what's behind them? What's the cause of them? It's God. So can you be humble towards God? Can you be grateful of God? Can you be respectful of God? Can you be non-judgmental of God, which means non-judgmental of his creation? Can you be compassionate? Can you be unconditionally loving, which means unconditionally accepting? So the third part, ultimately, although we sometimes say the spiritual hierarchy, that's as above, so below. So as above them, because they are below something, leads us ultimately to the realization that truly the virtues apply to you, to others, and to God. Okay? So let's look for symmetry in this drawing, because we've got this big curve coming down here. And so let's just say that you have a desire for God and a love for God. Then God's going to send love directly to you. Now, God already has love for everyone, and that love is there in this cloud in the middle of the picture. And anyone can draw from it. So everyone has the opportunity to experience love as a gift from God. But when God sends love directly to an individual, that's personal. That's about the relationship between that individual and God. So that love can't be sent to others, because if they were loving of God, then God would already be sending them that love. In other words, it's his gift. It's not for you to give it to others. That's for him to gift it to others. doesn't make you selfish, saying, no, this love isn't for others, it's for me. But it is meant to be used. It is meant to have some purpose. Because if we just imagine that here's some water, okay, and here's the riverbed, or here's the bottom of the lake, and here's a pebble, okay? Doesn't matter how deep that water is. It could be a meter, it could be 100 meters, 1,000 meters. If the water is stationary, that pebble will not move. But when the water starts to flow, when the water has a direction, then that pebble will start to roll along the floor, and it will move, because even a gentle stream, things won't stay still at the bottom, and yet a mighty lake can be stationary and still, and nothing's moving. So when God sends love, it's flowing. Now, God is infinite. Unity is infinite, the source is infinite. It doesn't deplete because it sends. But as above, so below. So what's the greatest thing that we could do? I think you already realise, but let me draw it in. This is the missing piece from the other videos. Is we send love back to God. It's so obvious, it's so simple. Humanity's been on a journey for a long time to become more loving. So think about it. So it's almost like it creates a loop. So the love becomes never ending. And because it's never ending, because when God sends love to you, if it just sits within you, that is a wonderful gift to you. But you become like that lake that's stationary. And so that love, although it's full of potential, it's full of energy, it's full of balance and harmony and neutrality, it's not flowing, and therefore it doesn't do anything. Truly the only one that is worthy, or, well, the only one that can receive ultimately God's love is God. It's a gift given to you so that you can give it back to create this wonderful flow of love. And it will just go round and round. And the more that love is flowing through you, rather than stagnating within you, then all that potential, that energy, can bring about amazing change in you. And suddenly you become someone that has more love. So as above, so below. And especially as you start to embrace these virtues, because each one of these virtues, another way of looking at them is, if you are a vehicle or a vessel that can be filled with love, the more you embrace the virtues, then the more any blocks within you are removed, are softened, are dissolved away. So the more humility you have, the more love can flow through you. The more gratitude you have, the more love can flow you through you. The more respect you have, the more love can flow through you. The more non-judgmental you are, the more love can flow through you, and so on. Another way of looking at it is, every time you judge someone, no matter how loving you are, you block the flow of love to them. Okay? So imagine a world where every single person knows this, and they have God's love flowing directly into them, and they're sending it back to God. And you'd have this amazing loop of energy that transcends from the lowest third dimension all the way back to the source, and then all the way back down. And it would just be amazing. And that is our potential. It's not a theoretical thing. When I talk about these things, like when I first started teaching people to send love to the planet, or to let God into their heart, let God into their mind, I know people were skeptical. I was when I first started. I wondered about it. But this isn't an intellectual thing. This isn't a wandering thing. You're not going to think your way around this. This is why sometimes a picture's better. But ultimately, this is an experience thing, and this is for you to experience. So all I'm doing is I'm sharing an idea. But I know that the people that have sat down in humility who've been grateful for this knowledge, who've respected where it's coming from, who've not been judgmental, but have had the wisdom to say, well, let me just find out for myself. Maybe he's crazy, or maybe he's not. What if what he's saying is actually the truth? People who have compassion for where this is coming from, people who accept that they are being guided and they just see the synchronicity in the world around them and have this unconditional love for all that comes to them, not to judge it, but to just accept it as something, part of something bigger that they are themselves a part of. In other words, the more you're able to sit in the virtues, then you can find out for yourself the truth of this. And that's really what this is. This is an invitation, nothing more, to find the truth for yourself. So how do we complete this circuit? Everything I've already taught you and talked about in terms of loving the planet, bringing love down into yourself, sending love to others, being open to receiving love, those are pieces of the puzzle. They're already in the picture. Everything I've already spoken about in terms of spiritual light and the sound energy that goes with it and the spiritual journey, those are pieces of the puzzle in this picture. So nothing gets taken away. Nothing that we've already done is wasted. Everything has value. But now we can complete this understanding and our role within this amazing opportunity by understanding that this outer ring, this bigger picture of love, simply requires that we start to foster within us the virtues towards God, okay? Which ultimately is unconditionally loving God and having love for God. And that's the desire, if you like. So having love for God will manifest in God outpouring love directly to you. And you can literally just sit down 24/7 and say, I send love to God. It's as simple as that. But I mean it, not just say it like a textbook exercise or something. It does have to come from something deep within you. It has to come from your spirit, guided by your soul. But again, this isn't an intellectual exercise. So I would just sit down, close my eyes, take a nice deep breath and relax and find that happy, still place. Wherever I am, whether I'm sitting in my motorhome, whether I'm in the office at work and I've just got a quiet moment, or at home in bed just before I fall asleep, or just woken up, it doesn't matter. Close my eyes, take a deep breath, and just say, I send love to God. And I can tell you something. When you go looking for the phenomena, when you go looking for proof, you block it because you're judging the moment. You're not respecting the moment. You're putting expectations in, so you're not being unconditional. When you just sit there and you trust that the most powerful thing you have is intention, and you state that intention, and you don't need to say it out loud, you can just say it on the inside and just close your eyes and maybe just have a little smile, because what you're doing is something so beautiful, so amazing. And just trust it. I send love to God. And in time you may notice, but don't go looking for it. That's the trick of the mind, to keep you trapped in the mind. Don't go looking for it. Trust. Just allow it to unfold, because everything that we've discovered, all of this knowledge, has come when we weren't looking for it, when we've just been open, and then these things have come to us, and then we've been able to understand them because we've already done the work of learning how to be still, learning how to be neutral, having worked on these virtues. And it is a work in progress. None of us down here on the third dimension, I'm pointing to kind of this plane here where we all reside and call home, this beautiful place called Earth, which is very special, by the way, because what I'm talking about here isn't necessarily happening everywhere else across the cosmos. That's something that we really, hopefully in the years to come, will start to understand. But when we work on these things, we're basically just making ourselves a more pure channel for wisdom, not knowledge. Don't be fooled. Knowledge, you can know a lot of things about a lot of things, but you can only ever experience one thought at a time. So all knowledge is a limit, and it will never reveal to you that which is limitless. but knowing through experience. In other words, what is it like to sit in stillness and notice spiritual light? What is it like to sit down and have the intention to bring love into you and to send it out to others and to receive love? What is it like to have love within you for God and to receive God's love and then to have the gift to send it back to God? We're not doing God a favor sending him love. He's doing us a favor allowing us to send his love so that it goes full circle. And that's why humility is so important. Because if you're sitting in your ego when you're doing this, I can tell you now, nothing's going to flow. So that's why it's always nice just to kind of be still, be humble, be grateful. I thank God for this opportunity. And again, we're not talking about religion here. You can believe what you want. I invite you to take it a step further. See, everything starts with belief, and that's okay. You know, before I ever went on my first snowboarding holiday, I believed that I was going to enjoy myself. I spoke to other people about snowboarding. You know, I got the equipment. But I didn't have a clue what it was like to actually snowboard until I stood on that board at the top of the hill for the first time and went down that hill and crashed. But that was a beautiful thing. At that moment, it wasn't about believing anything. It was about experiencing, and all the belief and all the ideas and all the intellectual side of things just went to the side because it was not important. What was important was the experience I was having. And now when I talk about snowboarding, I'm talking from experience, not from someone else's ideas or a book or a film or something. And that's the difference between spirituality and religion. Religion is read the book, believe what you want to believe, but the experience is yours. And the only thing that really has value is your experience. So I invite you to experience this. Find the truth for yourself, because the good news about the truth is it is true. That means that it doesn't matter whether I convince you or not, you have to find it for yourself. And if you actually find the truth for yourself, no one can take that away from you, because the truth is the truth is the truth. And so really this whole picture that I've drawn here is about God, about you, about love and light. And you don't need to be interested in the light side of things to do the love side of things. The love side of things is already there for everyone. Okay, so we've gone over quite a lot there, and I'm going to put a picture of this on the website so that you can have a look at it. This is just a picture though. You know, before I found this stuff out, I didn't know all of this, and I'm not saying that I know the complete picture either. I'm just sharing with you my experiences, my understandings of things. It's not loud. Motorbike going past. Maybe you're the guy or the woman or the person that's going to add more detail to this, to find things out for yourself and to share what you know, what you've learned with others. Just as love is flowing, and really we're seeing now that the opportunity is to let love flow from us back to God and from God back to us and create this wonderful kind of wheel of love. As above, so below. So it's about getting things flowing between us as well. Behind everything is love. And I was talking with a lovely friend earlier about this, and obviously we're in interesting times and there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of, you know, what's the truth? And some people think it's this and that, and it doesn't matter, because we're not going to find the truth if we don't have love in us. We're not going to solve the problems in the world if we don't have love in us. All the other options, which is anger, protest, fear, it doesn't work. So really, behind everything is love. And when we get the whole love thing going inside us, then everything else will fall into place. So thank you for listening. If you're on a podcast, thank you for watching this video. Please feel free to share it with others. And if some of the stuff I've talked about here is like, what's he talking about initiation, crown chakras? What's these virtues? What's these other videos? Go to the website, which is thewaybackmeditation.org. Everything on there is free. There's loads of downloads that you can just listen to when you're driving around, and there's really cool meditation so you can actually start to experience love and stillness and prepare yourself if you're interested for the bigger, more spiritual side of meditation, which is the spiritual light side of things. But wherever you're at right now, think about your life and think about how much better it would be
if there was more love inside you, more love for others, more love even for just the things around you, the things that you do every single day. And on that note, I wish you lots of love. I bless you, and peace be with you.